You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, it was announced that maternity service providers, women and their babies, will receive more support with a $242 million government maternity package. I spoke to Associate Health Minister Julianne Genter about the funding boost. I began by asking her what the maternity package will involve.
I'm really thrilled to have announced the largest ever funding boost for primary maternity services. This will be targeted to recognize the work that midwives are doing when they care for women who are living rurally and those who have high needs pregnancies. It's a really comprehensive package that will ensure midwives are getting paid for the additional care that's needed by some whānau. We're also have made provision for new approaches to providing integrated services out there in the community that are midwifery-led but also involve other types of health professionals. And there will be a maternity action plan which will focus on quality and safety and also equity, and that's what will be supporting kaupapa Māori approaches and other culturally appropriate services so that we start getting better outcomes for all mums and babies in Aotearoa and New Zealand.
You said that this is the largest ever funding increase for primary maternity services. Why has there never been an increase this significant before?
I think that under the 9 years of the national government in particular, there was deferred investment both in, you know, the places where people are giving birth, like the maternity wards, primary birthing centres, neonatal intensive care, and also in increasing the pay for midwives as their costs were increasing. So there was definitely need for a circuit breaker and a very large, significant investment. At the same time, you know, we've been working with midwives and we've realized that the way that they've been funded hasn't been flexible enough to accommodate increasingly complex pregnancies and changes in the way people are working. So while there's going to be a lot going into the existing Section 88 notice, which I'm sure many independent midwives will continue to work on, there's also significant provision for new models of funding, which will be midwifery-led, but also you know, ensure integration across all types of primary health services out there in the community.
Why is it so important that midwifery is the focus here of this funding?
Well, midwives are the lead maternity care for over 90% of all babies born in New Zealand. That's nearly 60,000 babies every year. And we need them to be well supported so they can provide that world-leading care which is needed so that every child has the best possible healthy start in life.
So we're mothers in rural areas or with high-risk pregnancies. The funding is meant to help midwives be able to appropriately care for these people in increasingly unusual circumstances. Previously, have women in these positions not been able to gain access to midwives?
Well, until now, if a midwife is caring for a woman in a rural area or women who have really complex pregnancies, they were just paid a flat fee the same as for a normal healthy pregnancy, even though those women required a lot of additional care. And that was really stretching some midwives to a breaking point and making it difficult to attract more midwives into the profession. So this has been building up over a period of, I'd say, a decade. And although we came into government, we made substantial increases to the pay that midwives were receiving, but we didn't address the inflexibility of the system. So even though there were increases, it wasn't going far enough to help those, particularly dealing with complex women or in rural areas. And so the significant new funding announced today will go a long way. It could mean an increase in income of 25 to 50% for some midwives who are dealing with the most vulnerable women. And there will be ongoing improvements to the system itself, ensuring that there's good quality and safety, that there are campaigns that are going to support breastfeeding, and as I said, those Kaupapa Māori approaches, which we know get better outcomes for wahine Māori and their pepi.
That's what I wanted to talk about next. How will the funding work to better reflect a Kaupapa Māori approach to maternity care? What does that look like, and how will the government help midwives to create a more inclusive environment for Māori women and their pepi?
Well, the ministry has been doing a lot of work on the maternity action plan and engaging with the communities and with Māori women and Māori midwives. And so there will be a very significant work stream in the maternity action plan to support these new approaches. If you look at the model of funding that we previously had and even the approach to the professional approach to midwifery, fantastic and world-leading in New Zealand, but it's still actually kind of models on Pākehā or Western values and worldview, and it's a bit hasn't been supporting Māori women and their pepi to get the best possible outcomes, and hasn't always been supporting the way that Māori midwives work.
So it's quite rigid in sort of the way it's been working currently.
Yeah, and so, you know, for example, some Māori midwives who are serving Māori communities will often be serving, doing much more than just looking after the pregnant woman. They'll be aware of her sister or her cousin and other people in the house, their different health issues. They might be the main health professional that's engaging with that whānau, and we want to support them to deliver the best possible care that is culturally appropriate, because we know that right across the health system there are inequitable outcomes, particularly for Māori, and we have an obligation, a moral obligation, to fix that.
And do you think that, I mean, it's obviously beginning at the very start of somebody's life with, you know, dealing with maternity and babies being born, that if there is funding focused there, that will have greater impact on the lives of people as they grow up and also the families that are affected by it as well?
Yes, we know the first 1,000 days of a baby's life are super important for determining their broader health outcomes throughout their life. And that first 1,000 days is actually includes the time of pregnancy. So much influences people's health outcomes and whether or not they're able to have healthy, happy, successful lives. So we want New Zealand to be the best place for kids. And we have to start by ensuring that our world-leading maternity services are supported and are supported to get better outcomes in terms of equity, and to ensure that we aren't relying on, the goodwill of women and midwives to do a whole lot of unpaid work. They need to be supported to provide the care that's needed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.